time to get on set, walk the runway, and get scouted. ModelScouts.com proudly presents Model Talk Radio with your host, Aaron Marcus. In this program, you'll learn how to get discovered, find work, and navigate the business of modeling and acting. And now, here is your host, Aaron Marcus.
Hi, this is Aaron Marcus, your host on Model Talk Radio. So for the next hour, we'll be talking about the acting and modeling industry. In this forum, we'll give you the opportunity to learn, ask questions, and hopefully stop dreaming, and instead begin the process of working as an actor and or model. Many people have mentioned to me how they were always interested in acting or modeling for themselves or their children, or were told that they should be in magazine ads or on TV but never pursued it. And perhaps they mistakenly thought that they were too old, not tall enough, they didn't live in a major market, or maybe they had no idea how to go about doing this. And what I found is that quite often, without the right information and guidance, people are simply too scared to pursue the industry. So by listening to this program, which will run every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will learn from me and my guests the best way to get started and or get more work in the acting and modeling industry. With the 26 plus years I've been working as an actor and a commercial model, I'll share with you in an honest and practical way the best way to enter or advance a career on a part or full-time basis. And if you have any questions during the show, feel free to call me toll-free. It's 1-866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Or you can email me at modeltalk@modelscouts.com. And if you have any problems reaching me during the show, you can always contact me through my website, howtomodel.com. Now, I'd like to talk about our guest today. I'm really excited. Her name is Ito Compton, and she is the representative of Sync Du En Agency in Tokyo, Japan. She has worked as their head booker in Tokyo for 8 years, before she moved to Southern California, and she is now the scouting director, and she travels all over the world. Ito enjoys meeting young people and helping them reach their goals. Sync Du En was established in 1981 and has become a very successful international modeling agency in Tokyo. CDU has introduced many fashion models from the United States, Canada, South America, Europe, and other countries to the Japanese market. As a matter of fact, Ty Pendleton of the TV show Extreme Makeover House Edition is one of CDU's success stories. He came to Tokyo with CDU many times before he started the TV show. And if you would like to see what kinds of models are working in Tokyo, visit cdumodels.com. So I would like to bring in our guest, Ito Compton. Ito, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. It's so nice to have you here. We see each other quite a bit.
All the time.
And I've always wanted to ask you a bunch of questions, and now I have this opportunity.
So let me start off with this.
In the fashion world, there are many different types of requirements that are needed depending on the country that the model wants to work in. Would you share with the audience, what are the statistics needed in order to work in the Japanese market?
In the Japanese market, well, perhaps the boys and girls, they may not to be too tall to come and work well in Tokyo. We can take shorter, smaller sizes people than U.S. or European markets.
So do you mean like they can be 5'6", 5'7", 5'8"?
For the girls, 5'6", and a half, 5'7", if they have a very nice proportion, it's possible, yes.
And how about for guys?
Guys, 5'11", 5'10", and a half is the shortest. Again, they have to have a very good 40 regular, 39 regular suit size, which is, you know, department stores fit size. As long as they have that slim, nice body, doesn't have to be too tall.
Got it. And so how does this work? So when you see somebody with potential, you know, what exactly is the next step for the model? Like, for instance, is it the model's responsibility to get all the photos, and do you recommend the photographer, or how does that process work?
I will... in here, the U.S. or Canada, or wherever they are hearing this, they have to build little, at least a little bit of experience as a professional model before they go to Tokyo. So,
and that's something they can even do in their own home, you know, even in a smaller market then.
They don't have to be in New York or big markets. They can be out of nowhere. They don't have to have an agency there at all. Just they have to train a little bit about the posings and, you know, angles of their expressions and angles of their faces. Just a simple training. I can help them doing that for free. And it'll be very helpful if they have some nice fashion test shooting photos. But if they don't have it, then I can recommend some photographers who does all these test shootings for their reasonable prices. Sometime models will start their building their portfolio in Tokyo.
Huh. And now, before they even get to Tokyo, because from what I've been told, and maybe you can verify this for me, I've been told that actually sometimes there are guarantees that are offered.
Yes. All of them we take, at least Sanctuary takes anybody from outside of Tokyo, outside of Japan, we try to make their trip worthwhile. So we offer the contract with guaranteeing all the expenses.
Now, that's incredible. Now, is that something that only happens for the Japanese market?
Well, nowadays, all the Asia markets, there are many other markets in Asia besides Japan. They are doing it to try to bring good Western models into their markets because there are so much needs for American, you know, European I'm calling them Western models for fashion and commercials.
But that doesn't necessarily happen in the European market, does it, as far as guarantees
Well,
go?
Some agencies in Milan, Paris, they probably advance for airfare ticket. But the Japanese market probably advance more. Basically, under the contract, they don't have to pay any money in advance. Airfare ticket, apartment fee, composite, accommodations in Japan for 2 months are all taken care of.
That's incredible.
And if they started to work, of course, we are taking that advanced expenses off from their guarantees. But if they didn't make enough money, they don't have to pay us back.
Got it. So basically, so you front the money, assuming that they're going to work, and then they pay you back. Can you give the audience, you know, maybe some kind of general idea of, you know, what kinds of guarantees are offered?
For the brand new one who doesn't have much experience, we call it covering expense guarantee. So all the expenses they will be spending to go there and stay there for 2 months will be covered by the contract.
Oh, okay, so they're not really, so you're not guaranteeing that they're going to get a certain amount of work or anything like that.
And
you're just guaranteeing all the expenses of getting there, and then they'll reimburse you once they start working.
When they became well-known models, working models, then we will guarantee how much, at least how much they will make in the 2 months or 1 month.
And, sometimes Gina, and I realize this is kind of a general statement, I mean, because I just have no idea.
Okay, for the working model who's already been in New York or Milan having a good tear sheet included book, fashion book, then, and we like them very much, they can work right away when they arrive into Tokyo. We offer $20,000, $30,000 guarantee for 2 months.
But that's incredible.
That's for the ones who's already working with New York agencies, you know, Milan or Paris type of people.
Mm-hmm. And then, I know we're going to be breaking for our first commercial in just a second. But something that I'll be asking you as soon as we come back from the break.
Yes.
I'd like to know how exactly does it work for both what kinds of percentages do the agents take? And the other part of the question is how exactly do they physically get paid? I mean, do they get paid in U.S. currency? Does it get, you know, dropped into a special checking account? But let's do this.
Okay.
Let's take a two-minute break. When we come back to Model Talk Radio, we will actually get all those answers from Ido and a whole lot more. So this is Aaron Marcus, and we will be coming back in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Have you dreamed of becoming a top fashion or commercial model but don't know where to start? Or are you already a model looking to expand your representation to international markets? If so, then you need to check out ModelScouts.com. ModelScouts.com is the number one choice for aspiring models who want to get scouted by top modeling agencies and clients around the world. Our scouts have discovered and signed hundreds of new models, including supermodel Coco Rocha and Cycle 5 winner of America's Next Top Model, Nicole Linkletter, with the world's top modeling agencies. Our models have appeared in Vogue, Glamour, Marie Claire, and Cosmopolitan, and have worked for Chanel, Gucci, Prada, Abercrombie & Fitch, and more. If you've dreamed about becoming a model, look no further than ModelScouts.com. We want to meet you. No experience is required, and all ages, heights, and sizes are welcome. Visit ModelScouts.com and get scouted today. You are tuned in to Model Talk Radio with Aaron Marcus, presented by ModelScouts.com. Do you have a question that we can answer for you? Call us toll-free in North America at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to modeltalk@modelscouts.com, and we can answer your question that way. Now, back to Model Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Aaron Marcus, and welcome back to Model Talk Radio. We are talking with Ido Compton, who is a scout looking for models for who want to work in Japan. And if you have any questions, you can call in toll-free at 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Or if you would like to email your questions, you can email modeltalk@modelscouts.com. So, Ido, right before we took the break, I was asking you about the actual payments. Now, I have like a third question to ask about the payments. In the commercial world in the States, typically we get paid either by the hour or it's a day rate.
Right.
How does it work in the Tokyo market? Is it does it work differently or the same?
Pretty much the same era, yes. But we don't have clear rate system for individual models. So each time client tell us their budget, and then we tell them how much guarantee is supposed to be. So each time bookers have to kind of negotiate with client each time. But we have that in general set prices for how much should be for editorial for 2 hours, 4 hours, or catalog, or lingerie, or commercials.
And then the agents, does it work similarly in the States where, once again, for commercial modeling in the States, typically the agents will take a 20% commission fee? Is that pretty similar to how things? Because I know, for instance, I was just going to say, I was told that in Milan that sometimes 50% can actually be taken out from the model.